This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live at Rouse's Markets. Mike Dottiglio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, 2851 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. Come on by and see us. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get USDA Prime Beef Whole Boneless Brisket, $3.97 a pound. Save $3.02 a pound. Cannon, already some early scores. Man, I watched a little bit as I was in the parking lot of the Falcons-Giants, and, man, the Giants had anything. They can maybe steal this game. It is just 10-7, Atlanta, with a 10-7 lead. Atlanta's missed a field goal already. Patterson, Younghoe Koo is dealing with an injury. He's already Patterson's already missed a field goal. But
didn't they put Koo in IR or something, Mike?
Yeah. And so Patterson come in. His first shot he missed, but he did connect on another one. And how Atlanta got the touchdown was actually interception Jesse Bates gets, and they were able to get the score with Drew Lock playing quarterback. Man, Arthur Blank got his fingers and every other toes, you name it, body part on this move to go to Michael Penix.
Well, and the Falcons lose, they're out. They lose, they'll be the Falcons. The Tampa Bay's in the driver's seat. Driver's seat. Mike, that's like be four seasons in a row. But the Saints have won NFC South four seasons in a row. But the difference is what have you done for me lately, and that's the Tampa Bay Bucks and Baker Mayfield. And you got to – so they're in that driver's seat. We all know, like, who – come on, look at the NFC North. The NFC North is so good that, Mike, the Bears are the only sorry-ass team that they ain't going to do nothing.
Bob, they're getting their clock clean today with a beat-up beat-up Lions team.
Yeah.
It's 20 to finally the Bears have scored. They've scored a touchdown, so it's 20-6, waiting for the extra point.
Yeah, but you look at the Lions, Vikings, and the Packers. It's monumental if we upset the Packers Monday night.
Big time.
14.5-point underdog. And Mike, when I look at it, if you look where the Saints are at and the challenges that they're going to have going against Green Bay, the point spread being 14.5 points is 13.5 went to 14.5 in Green Bay's favor, obviously. It marked the first time New Orleans was that large of an underdog. I was still playing since September of 94. When they were a 15-point underdog to the 49ers. Remember the 49ers had Jerry Rice, Steve Young, and all that. And so that was the last time we've been this much of an underdog. So I guarantee this would catch the nation's attention. You want to catch the nation's attention? Upset the Packers on Monday night. Now, that's a lot of points.
That's a ton of points.
You might be tempted to take the Saints and the 14.5 points. Because anytime you win by double digits as an NFL team, that's pretty much a convincing win. But to look at where the Packers are at, you look at the NFC North, you look at the Packers, you look at the Lions, you look at the Vikings. They right up there. Mike, who's going to represent? The 49ers. You know the 49ers? Now, what are the odds would have been if you got this at this time of the season? Mike, you know you can bet on anything. Do you know the 49ers are in last place by themselves in the NFC West? What would the odds have been?
If
you could have said, okay, right before Christmas, and this would have been in August, the 49ers, you look in your crystal ball, the 49ers are going to be in last place by themselves. The Rams, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals are going to be ahead of them. You know, said, what? There's no way. And you said, no, I'm telling you that's going to happen.
Okay,
what would be the odds in Vegas with that?
Might have said, okay, from last year, they're going to take a step back or two. You never thought they'd be in last place
in
the West.
And they've been hindered with injuries, and it continues. They couldn't even practice against the Saints in early August. They've been snake bit. And Brock Purdy, if he has a good supporting cast, he can get the job done, I think, truly. You know, get the Super Bowl. I think he can even be a winning quarterback.
Now he wants to get paid $50 million a year.
But that's like the going market.
I understand.
Now, when you look at
$50 million.
Now, okay, so if you don't want to pay him $50 million, you're going to pay him $40? I mean, his agent, whatever. It just goes to show you there's not enough quarterbacks, and you're going to overpay for all the quarterbacks who you think potentially could be the leader of your team. Look at Kirk Cousins.
Kirk's going to bank in another big payday somewhere.
And he's no longer the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons.
Bob, I would have never done it playing the Giants. My thing would have been, Kirk, get well, and the Giants aren't a very good team. Go out there and win this game, get a little confidence. But, you know, boy, you have rolled the dice. Now, again, this tells me this is not a decision of Terry Fontenot, not a decision of their coaching staff. This is Arthur Blank coming in and say, you know what? That's the guy I wanted. You play him right now. Sit Kirk down, and we're going to get rid of him in offseason. This seems to be that knee-jerk reaction that you get every once in a while.
Well, you think they might take the Sean Payton approach, organization approach, that we're going to eat the money like they did.
Exactly.
Like they did with Russ.
Exactly.
You know, let Russ cook. Sean Payton said he ain't cooking here.
Go cook somewhere else.
And look what the stability he's brought though to the Steelers. So you never know. We're going to eat that money. And I don't think the Saints are in that position. They ain't eating Derek Carr's contract. I don't think. I mean, you know, different organizations do different things. I think Derek Carr will be the quarterback for next year, and I'm elaborating on that more as the show goes on. Derek Carr, people don't realize what, now, I'm not saying he's winning anything, but I'm looking at the stability of playing quarterback. You know one thing he does not do? And I'm going to talk about that later. Derek Carr does not get sacked. You know when Spencer Rattler and Hainer's in there?
Yeah, they did a great article on it, and
the Picayune and Abigail, they get sacked all the time. And I'll tell you, the offensive line sucks. No, the quarterback is it's all in one. And you can talk to coaches and all that. It's a combination. Oh, the old line sucks. No, the quarterback has a lot to do with that. And people don't realize that how many. And you could say, hey, Bear, well, why can you make that statement? You know why? I was the least sacked quarterback in the NFL in 1992.
And you weren't looked at as a runner back then.
No, I can extend plays in the pocket. I was sacked 15 times in 16 games. And I was actually, after 15 games, I was only sacked 12 times. In that damn last game, we played the Buffalo Bills in the Superdome. That Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, and all them. I got sacked 3 times. They were playing cover 2, man. I knew what they were doing, and I went holding the ball, and it was like
It wasn't two. It was one.
It was like 1,000, like throw it somewhere. Well, ain't nobody freaking open. I'm trying to do something to extend the plays, and that's when the Bills were the only AFC team at that time that could hang with the NFC.
Yeah.
You know, I look at cyclical, like you look at AFC teams, or you say, they're more explosive because of the quarterbacks in the NFC. But at that time, the Bills were the only legit, like I would say, an NFC team. The reason why I say that, they went to four. When you take 4 straight Super Bowls.
What?
Now, they didn't win one of them. They should have won that first one against the Giants.
Yeah.
But they always went. When we take that, who that nation, Saints fans? Now, we already won one. We at least won one. But you don't think the fans, that's why they have the Bills Mafia, because they know there's hope at the end of the tunnel. Now they got Josh Allen.
They really got a
better version than Jim Kelly and all back then. But I would take that. You might say, okay, Bear, in the future, I'm looking at my crystal ball like you do. Let's say the next decade or a dozen years, the Saints won't win another Super Bowl, but they're going to go to 4 Super Bowls. What? Wouldn't the organization take that? You know why? Because your team's always relevant. Now, you want to win once you get there because, you know, you're so close with so far, there's only one champion. But you want to be relevant. Right now, the Saints aren't relevant. It's sad to say they're not relevant. So we got to get them relevant to get everyone inspired and wanting to be in that number. You know, like, when the Saints go marching in and all that. I love, want to be in that number. Well, right now, you got to give the fans hope. Listen, the Pelicans give the fans no hope. But we don't care about basketball. We care about basketball if the team wins. Now, football, we have a little more patience. With the football team, we'll have more patience.
Because you've been through that before.
But the Saints still got to win. You can have faith, but they still got to win. So that's where we're at as a professional franchise. You know, that's amongst the best. NFL, NBA, that's the Saints and the Pelicans right now. But I don't know. All the Pelicans are coming in the homestand. When the hell that means? So what? They play the Knicks. They start out pretty good, then they get waxed in the second half.
How the hell a guy come on the court to wipe something down and you get a technical foul on him? How about that?
I mean,
that's a goodie, too.
Yeah,
Bob,
yeah.
One of the surprise scores today, the Panthers have jumped all over the Arizona Cardinals, who are still playing for something. It's 20-10.
Listen,
how about Carolina? Little Bryce.
The Panthers, you know how we beat them, then we lost them, and the second time they were not there yet. We should have swept the Panthers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If we were playing the Panthers right now, I don't know. That might be Little Bryce is living up to those expectations. So that might be a challenge right now. You know how you play a team at a certain time, it doesn't matter when you play a team?
Yeah.
You don't want to play Carolina. You better pack a lunch and be ready to play because they could upset you. So and then the Cardinals are one of those teams that was kind of even last year to this year. They play hard. They're coached, but they're like overachievers.
No one thinks the Cardinals have enough on defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see it. Bob, the Panthers have rushed the football. And we enter the second quarter now. 17 times for 111 yards. That's 6.5 yards a pop against the Cardinals.
They might have the most disrespected running back. Mike, I'm not talking about the
Chuba
starter.
Chuba Hubbard.
I'm telling you, he would make every team. He would be part of the rotation on every team.
He might not be the one on every team, but he'd be the two.
No, exactly. So when I look at, like, okay, Kendre Miller, now with Alvin Kamara being out, okay, you want to be the dog? I'm coming in here to take Kamara's place because now's your chance.
It's the same thing with Clyde getting another chance with the Saints.
But is he still in the practice squad? Are we not activating him yet, right?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it's mighty thin.
Well, they're going to go Jamal Williams, who played with the Packers.
Do you think Jamal Williams is a good number two back in the NFL? Yes or no?
Well, he's good at Pokemon and all that stuff. He's a good character, but he could be boring and don't even talk to the public. How about he just kick ass on the field? I mean, that's what we're looking for. And Kendre Miller has a great chance.
Great opportunity.
And he's a poor man. Like the guy from Fresno State, the running back.
Yeah, Mims.
Yeah.
Jordan Mims.
Yeah, so no. It seems like when Spencer Rattler has that opportunity to start, we definitely don't have all hands on deck.
Well, the one thing he talked about, we'll go to a break in a few seconds, is, man, he was thrilled to have Eric McCoy back in the lineup.
Now, that
makes a big difference to have your center back in.
When we come back from the break, Mike, we talk about, though, you think, like, McCoy back in and how the sacks. It does matter who's playing quarterback and how the sack, stat. It's not necessarily, offensive line sucks, and how that's all built in within the offensive scheme and concept. We'll talk about that.
We'll be back live from Rouse's Markets. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Belchase Highway here in Gretna. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get 1 pound pack of Louisiana peeled crawfish for $15.99. A lot of people love to do seafood around the Christmas holidays. You get a little bit maybe sort of tired of the turkey and the ham. And
you know what I like in the holidays, I love red meat. Prime rib.
Oh, you know, your wife gave my wife that recipe. I think that's what we're eating for Christmas.
Oh, listen, prime rib. If you cook prime rib right, melting. You don't even need no teeth. You can, like, lose all your teeth. You could gum it. I mean, it's like, and then you still get, I mean.
So you're telling me if I had false teeth, I could take it out?
No, if you cook it right and all that. Prime rib. I mean, if somebody could say, I don't eat meat, I don't like steak and all that stuff. If I blindfold you and you eat prime rib and how it would resonate to your brain, man, damn, this tastes good.
Okay.
Whether you want to admit it or not.
We found a recipe for cornbread dressing with crawfish in it. And so that's why I talked about that peeled crawfish. So Linda's going to cook that for
You know what's crazy when you think about this? Now, the old folks, I'm like grandparents, great-grandparents, they'll never think like, what? You can't eat no damn crawfish around Christmas and New Year's, but now you can get crawfish year-round.
Just about. No, now, no. You might have to pay a little bit more for
but you can get it. But think about that. It's not in season. You can't have no damn...
Same thing with oysters.
Now, I'm not talking about no crawfish ball. Yeah, okay. Same thing with...
Same with oysters. You used to have it only with an R in the month.
Yeah, yeah, and then now you can eat it in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all about refrigeration. That was a great invention. refrigeration when you think about that.
And how to redo those fields that you can get it year-round.
It's
amazing today, the technology.
And the whole thing, I remember the longest is like we call it refrigerator, but I remember the whole thing of my grandma and I said, put it in the ice box.
Yeah.
Ice box. Like young people say, ice box? What are you talking about? No, you had to put Iceman. 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 You remember that song? Love to come around, Iceman. Oh, that's a nasty
song. Man, I do remember that. Luke talked about the milkman. Man, we used to have that passed down off street. Every day.
It used to be in glass bottles.
Yes,
the milkman,
exactly.
That used
to be there. That's not.
Ain't there no more.
Yeah. Getting back to what we were talking about with Eric McCoy at center.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if that's a guy to build around offensively, it's going to be McCoy and Fuaga.
Right.
What Eric brings to the table, but he is such a stabilizing force in the middle because now when you played, most of that stuff was coming off the edge. Now a lot of it is coming right at you because it's the quickest way to get to you.
No, I remember we had like Stan Brock was always steady at right tackle, but we had Kevin Haverdink from one of those directional Michigan schools. He went to Western Michigan, I think Western Michigan. Then we had Darren Gilbert from Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
And then remember Darren Gilbert, I never could get on him because he was block worse. So I just said, come on, keep fighting, you could do it, and all that. Because when I got on him, he would get beat more, then that means I get hit more. So I don't want to get hit more.
Now, Stan was different.
No, Stan wanted me to dog cuss him and get on him like, he's trying to block Reggie White and all the time, so... I said, hey, you know, just do what you got to do. They call holding. I'm tired of getting hit. But, you know, you look at Fuaga right now, and that's why, Mike, what you said, he's allowed zero pressures in three of his last four games.
Man, he's damn good.
His mind, it's almost, I think he's embraced this left tackle. Don't worry about moving him back to right tackle. Just keep my left tackle. So I think right now, going forward, we have the center and the left tackle. The one thing, you know, who's underachieving, they want to always build him up, is Cesar Ruiz at right guard. No, Cesar Ruiz is good.
He's slightly above average starter in this league.
Right, right.
You can't build him up to be no star.
Well, he ain't that much better than Penning. You know, everyone's going to give Penning a hard time. But the one guy that, you know, they're going to replace is Lucas Patrick. At left guard. He could
provide. They were hoping Saldivari would have been that guy.
Saldivari's hurt. He's damaged goods. So they're not going to go that route. So that's why when we talk about, okay, where the Saints are at, they're going to draft number 10. The highest they can go because they got some sorry teams in the NFL. You might think that the Saints are sorry.
They ain't that bad. You're right.
The Saints can lose every game at the rest of the season, and they still won't pick higher than 8. They're going to be right now they're at 10. It'd be 8, 9, or 10. And I said this. You look who they're picking. Who's the best players? On defense, it's everybody. The reason why I say that, you know, best player available, who not going to develop, who's going to play right now and contribute at a high level? Whoever that guy is, that's who they got to draft. Okay, safety. Look at the instability. Because you look at where we have Honey Badger's old. Okay, he's a safety. He's old. We ain't got the Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins era at safety. So you look at Jordan Howell. Okay, he's okay, but I don't know if he's the answer. Look at linebacker, DeMario Davis, old. Okay, you look at edge rusher. Okay, well, what are we going to do? You think we're going to pay Chase Young? I don't know.
Chase is going to get paid, but not by the Saints.
Okay, it'd be like
one team to pay you.
And then Cam Jordan. Okay, Cam Jordan's old.
Peyton Turner.
So you look at cornerback. Who were we talking about in August? Then we have the best. We were all excited. Marshawn Lattimore. Best cornerback in Saints history. Now he's with Washington. Okay. What do you do? And then you look at Paulson Adebo. He broke his leg bad. I mean, I don't know what they're going to pay him. So I'm telling you, safety. corner, linebacker, edge rusher, and then you look in the interior. Okay, Brian Brzee. Isn't Brian Brzee been a stud? But he still can't play the run.
No, he can't.
You know, if I'm playing against him, have a game plan.
I'm running right at him.
I'm going to run right at him until he gets better. Now, he can sack the quarterback, but can't even. So on defense, it's all open. Who's a guy that can come in here and have an impact from the get-go? Now we're going to develop it like Peyton Turner and all that, like 2 or 3 years or whatever. Be, like Mickey Loomis tells us, be patient. Be patient.
What?
No, there ain't no patience no more. We need an impactful player from the get-go. Now, I know you're rolling dice, maybe. Can we hit, 7-11 or whatever instead of snake eyes? But that's what we need on the defensive side.
You got one edge guy. That's Carl Grandison.
Yes, Carl Grandison.
Carl Grandison can
no,
play.
He's an overachiever. Yes. Carl Grandison is a stud. But he's done from where we drafted him, the hit on that without a doubt.
Because you didn't even draft him. Yeah, he was an undrafted free agent.
Look at Wyoming. Now, so you look on the offensive side of the ball. Okay, everybody in this day and age, fantasy football, we all play explosive receivers. We know what explosive receivers are. I know there ain't no damn Eric Martin on this team. And you might say, is there a quiet storm?
No Colston.
No, Margaret, come on.
No Colston.
Look, I'm looking at you. Come on. You don't even know what a quiet storm is, Marcus Colston. I wish we had another quiet storm. Michael Thomas? Look, Michael Thomas was NFL Offensive Player of the Year. But ain't no Marcus Colston. I'm just telling you, stability there.
And you don't have a young Michael Thomas.
And Chris Olave. I like Chris
Olave.
I'm
just telling you.
Chris Olave is good, but he ain't great. He ain't no alpha. He could be a lot of teams. He's maybe a little bit better version of Brandon Cooks. You know, like a number two guy. So we can use a receiver. We can use the offensive line. I don't know, quarterback. I don't think there'll be a quarterback available. Mike, you can say when we picking, and then look at the salary cap and all that. But the only position I would not pick, 8, 9, or 10, is a running back. Because you got to hope. You got to hope that Alvin Kamara, okay, we've given him, extended his contract. Alvin Kamara got a lot left in the tank. He's like a young 30. And then Kendra Miller's turning the corner. Boy, I hope Kendra Miller kicks ass to end the season.
I hope so.
An average he's been outstanding, like 5 yards a carry. He does all that. Then we're not worried about running back. So if you got Kamara and Kendra Miller and he's ready to roll, we're going to be fine. But other than that, we 8, 9, or 10, Mike, it's like who's the best player available who can have an immediate impact to help the team?
You know who's damn good? I've been telling you about him. Tyler Warren, that tight end from Penn State. You watch Penn State play yesterday? He played wide receiver. He played in the slot. He played tight end. They had him at fullback. You say, man, that guy could immediately help you.
And you know why that makes sense? A combination of every down tight end, blocking, catching, and all
and
that.
And he can block.
And you have to remember, okay, let's say Derek Carr is the quarterback. I know sometimes that frustrates the fans, but I'm going to elaborate as the show continues about Derek Carr. We can talk about, the pass rush and all that kind of stuff as far as getting sacked. But you remember Derek Carr, and they burned the Saints. If he has a top-notch tight end, Foster Morrow is very good. He's very good. Okay, Juwan Johnson. How about you make a great catch, Juwan Johnson, when Spencer Rattler hit you in the hands?
Man, the game.
Your hands were wrong. Foster Morrow's hands were wrong on that corner route. I wish I could do that damn video. Foster Morrow's hands were wrong against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got to snatch the ball. It's going to skip off your hand. Same thing with Juwan Johnson. What happened?
It skidded.
You have to snatch the ball, okay? So look at tight end. So Carvey had that kind of tight end from Penn State. He can make a difference with the offense. So, Mike, I'm all on board there. That's what I said. That could be he's going to make an immediate impact at tight end, and then we have a great tight end room as far as everyone contributing and how they can contribute. But right now, running back, we don't have to worry about that.
Needed one. One thing is, finally, I know Rich Marty and Karen Swenson, if y'all listening, I know y'all are happy because Penn State finally won that big game.
Big game, who they beat? They should beat SMU.
But again, you got to win it. To advance. Now you get to play Boise State. Bob, the road for them, and I told you when I saw the bracket, man, this is easy. Look at, Ohio State. okay, last night, okay, you saw everything you needed to see. Man, when they good, they really good. Man, they blew Tennessee out the water. Huh, who you catch next week? Oregon.
No, no.
In the Rose Bowl.
Now, that's a that to me, that's old school. That's like the Rose Bowl. Pac-12, you still think of them as Oregon. That's like Oregon versus Ohio State. That's like an old Rose Bowl game. So that makes sense. I think here in New Orleans in the
Notre Dame, Georgia.
It couldn't get any better than that. I mean, if you're a Sugar Bowl committee, it's like, what? We hit the lottery. Notre Dame's coming down to
and
play
And somebody
Georgia.
Bought the ticket for me. So to speak, to win it there. But about McCoy, I think he is that one guy that when you lose him, you see the difference with this offensive line. In the center position, I've long kind of beat the drum about how difficult it is to play. And when you lose one, man, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. It's an old gambler bet type situation. But when you lose your center, you got some issues.
No, and Mike, I guess before we go to break out, because I wanted to go over this. And the Times Picayune, you and the Advocate did a great job with this. If you look at, like, okay, who's playing quarterback, who's not, how many times you're getting sacked. You know, after 14 games, the Saints have allowed 28 sacks. That's tied for the 8th fewest in the NFL. So you top 10. So, man, the offensive line is doing their job. But, you know, when you look at it, the sack numbers indicate, and that becomes especially telling when you look at Derek Carr's out of the lineup. In the 4 games without Derek Carr this season, the Saints have given up 20 of the 28 sacks. So, in other words, when you've had Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener, we've given up 20 sacks. And now, 28 sacks total, that's the 8th fewest in the NFL. Like I said, that means we're top 10 right there. So that's telling the difference because Derek Carr is not in the lineup. In the 4 games without Carr this season, Yarlin's given, like I said, 28 of the 28 sacks. Spencer Rattler, who's, you know, he's going to play Monday night, tomorrow night against Green Bay. Okay, he leads, he's been sacked 14 times. Again, remember when I brought up, I played a whole season, I was sacked 15 times. Now, it's a learning process. You know, but the one thing about Spencer Rattler, whether he was at Oklahoma or South Carolina, he got sacked a lot. I don't know how he processes stuff. It don't matter how strong your arm is, you have to know where to go with the ball, and the ball has to come out. The fans understand when the ball has to come out. How you process stuff. How do you process stuff when you're going through your progressions? Like 1, 2, 3. Are you like 1, 2? Are you like 1, 2, 3? It's literally like that. Pre-snap read, all of that comes into play. A lot of these young cats, oh, did you see him throw the ball? Boy, he throws a pretty ball. Look at him throw the ball. But how does he process stuff? See, that's the one thing when you're young and you're a virgin and you're playing in the NFL that you don't understand what it takes when you're going against the NFL pass rush. And you look at it, okay, he's been sacked 14 times, even though he's played 6 fewer games than Derek Carr. And you look at Jake Haener. Jake Haener was sacked like 3 times in his first 4 dropbacks. So everybody wants to be a hero. Boy, look at that. It's like a video game. It's Madden football. He's throwing the ball around. Look what he's doing. I'm just saying, Jake Haener win the game. Sack. Not good. Oh, the offensive line sucks. No, I'm telling you how you can help the offensive line be better. Now, so when you break it down, like Coach Rizzi said, and this is true, even though he's a special teams coach, he's smart enough, he knows. When the first progression is not there, when you're going through your reads, that if you're a veteran and it's not your first rodeo, you're able to go through the progression so much faster than when you're younger, when you're first starting out. And you're getting through the progression quicker, getting the ball out, and you're not holding it. Because I think a lot of young quarterbacks, they think they can make a sandwich back there. No, you're not in high school or college. It's the NFL. And so that's where they got to get where, and you know, and you have to look at it like Penning struggled against Washington. He's been playing pretty good. Penning took a step back. He did not have a good game against the Commanders. I brought up Fuaga. Fuaga had an outstanding game, 3 of the last 4 games. And, you know, Coach Kubiak, you know what Coach Kubiak said, that sack total and all that? It is truly a group effort. It's a group stat. People don't realize that who play fantasy football and all that. They think it's like, oh, the offensive line sucks. But how about the offensive line doing the job and the damn tight end gets his ass whipped and he's
our
supposed to
running
pass
back.
Our running back. No, it's a group effort. It truly is. So if we got it, that's why you look at if you want to be a every down back, you can't just run the ball. Now, if you can just run, then they'll utilize you some way. But if you want to play all the time, you got to be able to pass block. You got to be mentally on top of things to know if they're blitzing, what's your assignment, and you know, not going the wrong place. So all that comes into play. And you always say, oh, hey, Barry, you're just taking up for the quarterbacks. Mike will tell you, he knows I'm not. And that is a group stat that people don't realize, protecting the quarterback and the number of sacks you allow.
We'll be back. Mike DeTillio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from Rouse's. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas. We'll be back here with more of our special edition of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live from Rouse's Markets. Mike DeTillio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at 2851 Bell Chase Highway here in Gretna. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 100% premium USDA Angus Choice beef boneless whole tenderloin, $11.99 a pound. Save up to $10 a pound. But we're talking about pass protection and how important it is in the league. And I think for a lot of people today, and I know Mark Schlereff and I, we talked about this every Tuesday. And his big belief is unless you can get a great quarterback, you build from the inside out. You build your lines first. And then you fill in with receivers, cornerbacks, running back. And sometimes you get lucky with a middle pick or a little bit later pick at one of those positions. But, man, if your offensive line and defensive lines are struggling, you got some serious issues. And look who's winning today. They win in the trenches. They all got really good quarterbacks, but they win up front.
Yeah, look at the Lions and all. Look at the Eagles. Saquon and all, how they're running. If you truly look at it, and like I said before, you look at the sack study. People have done this, okay, the highest level. Sack, they show it can be attributed, a quarterback stack, sack stat too, like Rattler. So remember, I told you they took a high percentage of sacks in college, so perhaps it shouldn't be surprising that it translated to the NFL. And then the Saints rise in sacks. You got young quarterbacks. And then you look at the offensive line at times. You know, the quarterback can know what they're doing, but that's why you give them the business in the meeting. The offensive line communication. There cannot be any lack of communication or misidentification up front. Okay, that's one thing we've taken for granted. You know what's unbelievable that people don't realize? Oh, Drew Brees, Sean Payton. The stability we had on the offensive line. We've always had a good center. Even our first center, Jeff Fain, he left to go to Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he's the highest paid center. The only center that was not legit was Brian De La Puente from Cal, but we had two of the best guards so they could cover his behind. So you had Carl Nix, Jari Evans. People don't realize, like, Teron Armstead. You go on, Max Unger. I mean, I think McCoy's could play for every team, but so could Max Unger. I mean, it was amazing, you know, because you know that whole the miscommunication, how you pass in it, how if you play alongside a number of games, how you can look at the stunts or what they're trying to do, and you can almost like trust the guy next to you because they know how you pass it off. They're doing a stunt, like a twist stunt. You're able to pass it off, and not somebody coming scot-free. So that's what we have not had as of late. I'm telling you right now, Drew Brees, as great as Drew Brees was, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, Drew Brees would tend to struggle with our offensive line situation what we've had this year. No,
I agree.
And I'm telling you, you might say, oh, but Drew Brees got to work miracles. No, it's a team concept. And
you know who's working miracles? I think about it every time I watch him play. Joe Burrow. He's probably playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in pro football, and he's getting his ass kicked every snap. Somebody's hitting him. It's amazing to watch that guy.
Well, he's going to have over 40 some touchdown passes, and they're probably not going to make the playoffs.
But
they need a little help.
They've jumped out to a 17-0 lead over Cleveland. It's a little past halftime. Joe Burrow's 18 of 24 for 161 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
He threw a touchdown to the Higgins.
Right, T. Higgins.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think he was almost down on the ground, able to make the throw. How Joe Burrow has matured, when you consider like the progression of a quarterback from Ohio State to when he first came to LSU, then that magical season when they won the national championship. And what did they say from a national perspective when it comes in the postseason? Well, who's beating Pat Mahomes?
Ain't
no Josh Allen. Ain't no Justin Herbert and all that.
It's Burrow.
It's Joe Burrow. Now, Josh Allen.
He got a legitimate shot this year.
Yeah, but
he
got a legitimate shot. Even that game when they took the lead with 13 seconds.
That wasn't his fault.
Their weakness is the head coach, I think, in Buffalo.
And, man, their secondary. I'd go after them. We'll go to break and come back with more here from Rouse's Market. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time. Mike Dettelia along with Bobby Hebert live at Rouse's here on Belchase Highway in Gretna. We'll have a lot more sports talk right after this break. We're back here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets, 2851 Belchase Highway in Gretna. Go through a few of the scores right now. Atlanta with a 24-7 lead over the New York Giants. The Carolina Panthers, who have jumped out to a big lead now, it's 23-17 as the Cardinals have cut into that lead. The Bengals 17-6 right now over the Cleveland Browns. Detroit Lions have a 27-14 lead over the Bears. They got a lot of beat up people for the Lions, but again, not if scored again. So now it's 33-14 Detroit over Chicago. The Indianapolis Colts, man, are they taking out the belt and spanking the Titans? 31-7 right now, the Colts with a 31-7 lead over Tennessee. In the fourth quarter, just starting, the Jets have a 9-6 lead over the Rams. Now, if you'd have told me this was going to be an under game, I'd be shocked at it. But it's 9-6 right now, the Jets over the Rams and the Eagles. Commanders, this is what I thought would happen. Commanders could hold up against them. The Eagles have a lead, 24-14 over the Commanders. But, man, they've been battling all game long. And again, Jalen Hurts went out early with a concussion issue. Kenny Pickett stepped into the starting lineup at the quarterback spot for Philadelphia. And Pickens is 8 of 11 for 84 yards. He's thrown a touchdown, also thrown an interception. So for the Eagles, who are still looking at trying to gain a home field advantage, and they understand that the Lions are sort of a beat-up football team, they need this win, and the Commanders certainly need it to try to stay in the race to be a wild-card team. So, but Bob, the surprising one for me, 9-6, the Jets over the Rams. Not that the Jets are winning, but 9-6?
As of late, Aaron Rodgers has been legit. Just look what have you done for me lately and going into the future. The Jets are one of those teams that are still playing hard. So that'll be interesting to see what's going to come about with him and that team. But obviously,
well, the Rams,
yeah,
they still got everything on the table.
Yes,
because
you look at the NFC West, you look at Seattle, you look at the Cardinals and all that. It's almost like the NFC South and everybody's losing or something. Who wants to win this? And then you're hovering around 500, and that ends up winning division. No, the only one you can write home about is truly the NFC North. That no one poo-poos the Lions, Vikings, or Packers. I mean, that they're legit. They've been consistent.
What we're seeing is unprecedented in the NFL, to have three teams like that in one division.
Yes.
It's unprecedented in the new format of the playoff system to have that type of strength in one division.
Boy, to show you how humbling the NFL is, I mean, you think the QB envisioned with the Bears that it was going to be like this, his NFL career? Whoa. Did you see when he was all cocked to one side on the bench?
He got rocked.
The last game he got rocked and all that. He was so discouraged. That's why, you know, how you handle that adversity, it makes all the difference, the perception and the visual.
We'll be back with more sports talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.